And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Melva Fager-Oken. Last week, we saw a firestorm around e-cigarettes. On the same day, the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, and American Heart Association all issued strong recommendations to reduce harm, especially for our youth. In North Carolina, we have seen a five-fold increase in use among teens over the past 2 years, which is greater than the national average. We are very concerned. Products featuring candy, cookie, and alcoholic beverage flavors are clearly targeting youth. The Centers for Disease Control report found that youth who use e-cigarettes are twice as likely to smoke a cigarette in the next year. These are not quit smoking tools for kids. They help start young people on a path to tobacco addiction. Meanwhile, the marketing of e-cigarettes is currently unregulated and seen at events popular with young people. I work as a senior advisor at Prevention Partners, where we create healthy places where people work, learn, and receive care. We have helped hundreds of CEOs set up tobacco-free workplace policies. We advise that businesses include e-cigarettes in those policies. We all need to keep educating ourselves about these products, who's using them, and how they impact health. For more information, please check out the website for Prevention Partners. We are hosting a national webinar on e-cigarettes with the latest information. Go to the events listing to learn more about e-cigarettes and the public health concerns. This is Melva Fager-Oken.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.